Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's either as simple as one of two things. Either Shohei Ohtani paid off his interpreter's bets, or his interpreter was making bets for Shohei Ohtani that he ended up having to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And we got two different stories coming out of Korea, by the way.
And they were conflicting within the same day.
That's right. So the interpreter, basically, I don't want to mispronounce his name, Ippi Masuzara, I believe something like that, has now been fired by the Dodgers. He gave a quote to a South Korean news outlet that Shohei Ohtani understood that he had a betting problem and that Shohei Ohtani was going to transfer $4.5 million to pay off those gambling debts. Now, the interesting thing about these gambling debts, they weren't with a gambling house or some legal entity. This is with a bookie in Los Angeles, which is a completely illegal operation. And Ippi basically said that he did not know that it was illegal and that Shohei knew that this was a big problem. And that Shohei, because they were so tight and so close and been like a brotherhood, that's how their relationship had been described, was going to do him a favor and pay all this off. And he was going to be able to stop gambling and all of that other stuff. All right, so that's the first story.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first story. The second story that comes out from Shohei Ohtani's attorneys and says that Shohei Ohtani is a victim of fraud and basically
major theft.
Major theft. Now, let me ask you a question, Jerry. If somebody transferred $4.5 million from your private account to a bookie, you've given your friend access to have the ability to do that?
I would not think so, no.
No, of course not.
No.
So Shohei Ohtani is definitely involved. Now, whether or not he was the one placing the bets or if he was placing the bets for him, I don't know that. We don't know that. You know, a lot of people can allege that, but we don't have proof that that's the case. You know, could it be a reasonable thing where Shohei Ohtani was paying for his buddy and tried to get his buddy out of trouble? Part of me can see that. I could see that, but there's another part of me that sees that the guy could be placing bets for Shohei Ohtani.
Sure.
I could see that too. So Major League Baseball has got a mess on their hands. The Dodgers have got a mess on their hands. Shohei Ohtani's got a mess on his hands. And, you know, this story's got a long way to go before we actually find out what in the world went on here. But you can't sit here and tell me, I wasn't born yesterday, that somebody had the ability to transfer $4.5 million to some crooked bookie out in Los Angeles out of one's account. That just, no way.
And so the first thing that I thought of when I read this story was, what if the bookie speaks and the bookie tells you that there were bets made on baseball?
Well, the bookie basically has not said that.
I didn't say that. I said, okay. What if it, because as you just said, this is just the start of what's going to be, I would think, a lengthy investigation. You got a lot of tentacles here.
And that bookie got arrested, by the way.
Yes. So what if, and I was playing the what if game, but what if it came out that his interpreter was placing bets on baseball. Now, supposedly,
that means
it was
the
just
Mets
on
got
soccer.
A chance.
Yeah. Supposedly, it was just on soccer and things of that
NBA.
Nature. And NBA. But if the bookie says that there were bets made on baseball, and if it ever got back to Ohtani, I mean, you talk about the Dodgers having a mess?
Yes.
Major League Baseball would have a gigantic mess on their hands because of Pete Rose. I mean, that's how far this could go.
Of course.
If, in fact, anybody ever came out and found some proof to back that.
All right, so we are in the beginning throes of this. So we don't know all the tentacles, as you put it, of what is going on here. I would just say that either Shohei Ohtani comes out and says, yeah, my interpreter, my best friend, my brother from another mother, whatever, screwed up. He's got a gambling problem, and I tried to help him, and I admit that I paid $4.5 million to an illegal bookie to keep them off of Ippy Masuzara, I think his name is. So if he says that, I think it's kind of simple, but then you got all sorts of tax implications and everything else that he would have, Shohei Ohtani will have to deal with. So there's no way in the world that this interpreter had the ability to transfer money out of Shohei Ohtani's accounts, unless there was a shadow account that Shohei Ohtani was putting money into that he did have access to.
Right.
But it didn't look like that way. And by the way, it was reported that the bookie was claiming that Shohei Ohtani was one of his clients.
Well, this
that's the thing that really makes me wonder about exactly what the bookie is going to say to try to, minimize his sentencing, his guilt, in order to trap the big fish.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, that's what the case is.
And as you point out, there's no legal betting yet in California. I'm sure it's coming down the pike, but I don't think there is yet.
You can't bet here with a bookie either.
No. But I'm saying the only way to bet is to do it this way. So I don't think there's any dispute in that regard in terms of where the bets were placed. Like, no one's going to sit there and say, well, some were with BetMGM or FanDuel, and then there were some here. No. This was all illegal through a bookie on top of the fact that we don't know exactly what was bet and who made the bets.
Well, it's $4.5 million, and according to Ippy Masuzara, that Shohei Ohtani made no bets, did not get involved. This is the interpreter. And, of course, some people out there, not all people, but some people out there, are basically saying that Ippy's taking the fall. He's the guy that's taking the fall. He was the one that was placing the bets, if in fact you believe that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like five different ways that we can go here. I don't want to accuse Shohei Ohtani of anything other than, at the moment, being a decent friend and maybe trying to help his guy out because he's worth $1 billion.
Right, and then to think about, listen, the money we're talking about is crazy, obviously, but the notion that anyone would have access to your accounts that he did...
No chance.
I mean, you've been around the block a long time with a lot of people. Is there anybody in your world other than your family that might have access to your financials?
Not to that level.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.